Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, February can be an interesting month. It can be one of highs, like when you win a Super Bowl, and then it can be one of lows when you're basically watching the news and all of a sudden, you know, they're raiding the strip mall. Now, I was in Palm Beach when that story broke. And actually, that story broke on the local news before it broke anywhere else. It interrupted local programming. I happened to be watching the news that morning when the story came over that morning in Palm Beach on the local station. And that place was about, you know, maybe 15 minutes from where I was staying, 15, 18 minutes or so, you know, away, you know, from the area that I was in. So it was dominating, as you would expect, the news down there. You know, you got, it's wall-to-wall coverage, as you would expect that kind of story. The DA's on there, he's on TV, the police guy, chief's on TV. They're showing you every minute of it. It's, you know, it's dominating on there. I mean, all day. It went on all day. So it wasn't like a story that was in and out. It was there it was on the whole time. So it was that big down there. Now, to me, the issue here, and obviously there's, you know, the part of this that is extremely serious, which is human trafficking, which is, you know, such an outrageous act against humanity. And then there's the idea of, you know, some old guy, you know, going to a lady of the evening, okay? So where everyone just, you know, cracks jokes and thinks it's hilarious. There's two different things here. And that's where the question is. I've heard people say Kraft will lose his team. This is a misdemeanor. He doesn't even have to appear. He won't even be arrested. He'll be given a summons. You don't lose your team over a misdemeanor. Now, the one place where this is, and I watched the DA give a press conference down there. Like I said, it was on the whole time. I watched him answer the questions. And what he said was, because the first thing is Kraft and his attorney denied it. And they obviously both stated he can deny it all he wants. We have him on videotape. So the question then is, did he? And listen, I understand it's sleazy and everything else, but there's a level here of, and I know he's an old guy too, so that plays into it. There's a level here of, did he go do something that you still shake your head about, I understand, but is someone you're going to, you know, frequent the services of someone who has chosen this as their life's work? Versus the idea of going to a place where you know that these girls are young and being forced into these actions. That's the whole shooting match as far as what happens to Kraft, as far as anything that happens. It has to do with whether there is a noticeably young lady involved, or is it someone who's been in the business for 30 years? That's it, because he's not been charged with running the operation. He's just been charged as being one of the 16 people who went in the place that day. The question is, did he have any idea that these girls, as has been reported, were being held there against their will? They had been brought into the country and basically put into slavery to perform these actions? Did he realize, my God, these are, you know, teenagers? Or, and if he did, you know what? He's going to have a hard time dealing with that and explaining it. And if he's someone who has, you know, been around the block and looks like that, they're going to say, hey, you know, he got caught up in something where he just gets embarrassed. There's a big difference. But that's really what the essence of this is for him. Because no one, it's a misdemeanor. And I'm not saying he should be there. It's kind of strange that he would be there, to be honest with you, the guy with his resources. But that's his business. But the idea that anyone's going to think that's something that he's going to lose his team over, come on. But if he had any idea that these could be kids that were held against their will or looked very young, well, then he's got some answering to do. More than a little answering to do. I think he's going to be, you know, I think he'll have, the league will have to come down on him very, very hard. And he will be mortified and really would have a hard time showing his face anytime soon. That's really the question. And I don't know the answer. The documents that came out don't specify anything about age or anything about, you know, the appearance. That I actually have the word for word or what they, I have the word for what they observed as he went in the room. And what went on. But I don't have any idea about the appearance of the person involved. That I don't have any idea about. So that's really the issue. That is really the essence of it. To me, because he's not running the ring. No one have accused him of doing that. It wasn't, he basically went to a massage parlor. But the question is, this was more of a ring that was trafficking and the women were being held against their will in that building as part of a far bigger sex trafficking ring. And that's what they busted. So could he see that these were exceedingly young women who, you know, clearly you can tell the difference with someone who, you know, has been doing this for 30 years and someone who's, you know, 15 and looks, you know, 12 years old or 15 years old. So I don't know. That's really, to me, the essence of the whole thing. And one, I mean, again, I'm not going to, you know, we can all have, if it was just the other thing and there wasn't any question of sex trafficking, this would have all gone away with a laugh. But that's the accusation here, that this was a sex trafficking ring and a human trafficking ring where these girls were being shipped in here from outside the country and being held against their will for hours upon hours to service these guys and being treated brutally. That's the story. Now, whether he was cognizant of that or not, I can't answer for him. But that's really the essence of the story.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.